about 18 minutes away from handing things off to K-State baseball pregame coverage ahead of the Cats, number 21, West Virginia. Three-game series starting tonight at 6:30, weather permitting. We'll finish off the show in about 10 minutes with You Can't Be Serious. If you missed anything today, check out the podcast page right after the show. Mitch will have it put up, newsradiokman.com, under the On Demand tab. We are trying to get a hold of John Kurtz from Toyton Family Stadium to ask him a few things about this upcoming series, which actually is a very intriguing series considering the fact that that K-State has not fared very well in Big 12 competition thus far. K-State is 2-10 against the Big 12, and they are halfway through their conference schedule. So they're entering into the second half of the conference schedule and hoping things get a little bit better. And they probably should, just because of the fact that that K-State's schedule was so front-loaded, having to play Texas Tech and TCU as part of this front half has been really difficult for this team. But they're trying to get things turned over, get a new leaf turned over with this series against the West Virginia Mountaineers that starts tonight. We are now joined by our sports director, John Kurtz, from Toyton Family Stadium. And John, the most interesting thing, I suppose, with this series is Brad Hill going for the career wins mark at K-State. It's currently Mike Clark. Well, I guess they're tied now, but Mike Clark held that mark with 435 career wins as the coach of K-State. That's how many Brad Hill has now, and he can surpass him with a win in these next three games. Has there been a lot of conversation about this record? Or, I mean, how much do you think it means to Brad Hill that he's looking at making some history here?
To answer the two questions, I would say I don't know that it means a whole lot to him. Certainly not that he's going to lead on. We talked just briefly about it when they won the second game against New Mexico and we're doing the post-game interview. I mean, just mentioned it to him. He said somebody had told him, but he's focused on getting a win. I mean, the more important thing here is trying to get a series win against West Virginia and just trying to find some footing in a rugged Big 12 conference. That's the number one RPI conference in the country right now, and West Virginia, unfortunately, comes in pretty hot. They just took 2 of 3 from TCU. So that's really the bigger picture here. I mean, it'll be a nice milestone for him, I'm sure, and maybe at some point in the offseason he can look back on it and be proud about it. He is going to get that milestone at some point, obviously, the rest of the year. But I don't think right now is really the time. There's not much fanfare with Brad Hill.
Yeah, and it is kind of an awkward time for him to potentially get this record, given how things have gone over the last month or so, or maybe a little longer than that, close to 6 weeks with this team. But how much of K-State's struggles are just based on how difficult or how front-loaded this schedule was, and how much confidence does this team have that they can get things turned around going down the home stretch?
Yeah, I mean, the tough thing is saying that front-loaded even with the schedule. I mean, Texas and Oklahoma State have turned out to be two of the teams closer to K-State in the standings than you would have expected. I mean, Oklahoma State's two games ahead of K-State in next to last right now in the league standings, and you've already played them. So the way things have worked out, it doesn't quite look like that as much anymore. I mean, basically, it's just the Big 12. You got 7 of 9 teams that have been in the polls at a certain point this year. The only two that haven't are K-State and Kansas, and the Wildcats won't see Kansas until the middle of May. So, you know, if you're looking at it that way, Baylor is at the end of the year, too, and the Bears, well, they started hot, have wavered a bit now at this point in time, too, so you'll get them at the end of the year. So there is probably something to that, but, I mean, it's just a tough league to really do anything. As far as whether or not K-State can get a turnaround, I mean, they've won their Friday night game, the last two Big 12 series, which would be in line for tonight. Once again, Justin Heskett's been really good on the mound, K-State's Friday night starter. He's really taking on that role, and after the Texas game when he admittedly had some nerves, was just too amped up basically against the Longhorns and struggled with his command. Since then, he's been awesome in Big 12 play. So you figure they've got a pretty good shot tonight, although we'll see how many tricks the weather winds up playing with everything as far as that is concerned. They won back-to-back games for the first time in over a month with that doubleheader on Tuesday, and that was a pretty good New Mexico team that had an RPI one spot above Texas at 39 in the country. So, you know, right now, that is a positive sign. You hope they can keep things rolling here this weekend.
What is the key to K-State getting a series win against the Mountaineers?
Well, pitching is really what it comes down to the most. I mean, you're going to have to get Justin Heskett another good start tonight. I think tonight would be very key. Just the way that he has been throwing. I mean, you want to go take the game that he is pitching in. And really, K-State came pretty close, presumably, or the most in this last series over last weekend when they were taking on Texas Tech. They came pretty close, really, in each of the last two games to pulling off a win. So, you know, you just hope you can take the Friday game and then see if you can get a better start out of Parker Rigler, who has struggled a little bit more here recently. You know, Sunday's tough. It has been Hudson True. Right now it's listed as TBA. I'm not sure we know necessarily who's going to start that game on Sunday, but, you know, I think it just starts with go take a game Friday and see what happens from there. West Virginia has dropped a game in every Big 12 series they've played. They've won two of three in all four Big 12 series that they've played to this point. So you feel like you could at least get one game and then just go try and make it happen one of the last two.
John, before we let you go, one thing that has been a big positive for the K-State baseball team throughout the course of the year, even though they've had so many struggles, is just the play of Jake Scudder, who continues to hit at a very high level, and that power. I mean, up to 10 home runs this year, which you do not see a lot at the college level and is certainly not something that K-State has gotten a lot of. How impressive has he been this year, just to give some context for that?
No, I mean, he's been awesome. Nobody's had a 10 home run season since 2012 with Wade Hinkle, a guy who's still in the minors right now for K-State and was a part of some pretty good teams here in Manhattan. So he's been really good. Went through a brief slump there, but right now he's working on a stretch of four home runs in three games. So he has been the guy that they have leaned on, and the production that they need in the middle of the lineup right now is coming from him. Hopefully getting Steve Cerutori back tonight in the lineup will help out Jake Scudder as well, just to give him a little bit more protection. Another bat that's going to be in the lineup hitting fifth tonight and DHing. Another guy that brings some power that's been out for a little while because of an injury. So that could make him even better. But, yeah, Scudder just continues to be pretty dominant for K-State.
Well, John, appreciate the time. Have a good call tonight, and we'll see you out at the Bill tomorrow for the spring game.
All right, sounds good.
That is John Kurtz, our sports director. He'll be on the broadcast tonight for K-State baseball against West Virginia. Brad Hill going for the record for career wins as K-State head coach. He's tied with Mike Clark at 435 right now. He can pick up 436 tonight at 630 if K-State is able to win that ballgame. We'll finish off the show and the week with You Can't Be Serious after this on K-Man.